It's Friday, October 1st. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill grilled Facebook over recent internal reports that were leaked. Those reports claiming the social media giant services may be harming the mental health of young people, especially girls. Facebook's global head of safety argues Instagram can also have a positive impact. Next week, a Facebook whistleblower who provided tens of thousands of internal documents to federal regulators is expected to testify. Her identity will be revealed this Sunday on 60 Minutes. New information about an experimental COVID-19 pill. The pharmaceutical company Merck says its pill reduces hospitalizations and deaths by half for those recently infected with the virus. The company says it will soon ask health officials to authorize its use. Portland police swarming an apartment building overnight after reports of gunshots. This happened near Southwest 11th Avenue around 9:30. Portland police saying as those crews moved in, the victim ran into a third-floor apartment. That victim is expected to be okay. Officers did not find a suspect and determined there were no other victims and no arrests were made. This is still under investigation. This latest shooting comes as Portland police say now 305 people have been shot this year. 49 of them were killed. We learned this week officers seized 11 guns in just 2 days. Portland police say they have seized 900 guns this year, which surpasses the total number seized in 2020. More than $1 million in COVID-19 relief funds from the American Rescue Plan is now being sent to the Multnomah County's District Attorney's Office. Last week, District Attorney Mike Schmidt said his office would temporarily hire 4 deputy district attorneys and 2 investigators to investigate and prosecute a backlog in gun crimes. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island is erupting again at its summit, flooding the crater at its base with lava. However, U.S. Geological Survey officials say there's no immediate danger outside of Hawaii Volcanoes National Park at this time. The volcano erupted in 2018, destroying more than 700 homes. For more great content from the Coin Podcast Network, make sure you download and subscribe wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Town of Detroit. It is almost completely burned out. There's 1 or 2 restaurants that have been saved. For all intents and purposes, this town is gone.
A year of fire and ice and heat.
116 Oregonians have now died as a result of the state's recent heat wave.
3 deadly weather events that made international headlines.
But what is the connection to climate change?
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
Now, the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines.
The crises we're going to be facing from climate change are really going to balloon and intersect with other crises.
Deep into a discussion about our changing climate,
the danger it poses to all of us,
and what you can do about it.
We better start doing something about it real soon.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.